وسلم taught him how to make namaz. ثم أمره أن يدعو بهؤلاء العافية. There is a very great dua. That is, that everything goes smooth sailing. Otherwise, you can pick up problems at every step. As you get up, you find you got a back problem. You want to take a step, you find you got a problem in your leg. Somehow you get to your car is not starting. You just manage to reverse and somebody bumps into you. Also you will get. So these are du'as we should try and learn. The sunnah du'as, in addition to the du'a itself, we will be saying the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's quite clear these are most loved by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will definitely accept that du'a. Also we find, like just the du'a, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنًا
مُبَارِكَ لَا سَيِّدِنَا وَمُولَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكروا الذاكرون وكلما غفر عن ذكر القاتلون لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل عصانا بما علمتنا اللهم رب زدنا علما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من خيانة صغيرة يا رب العالمين أمسك تمام صغيرة كبيرة ونعم دمعان فرما نذب بن فضلك رمس يا الله ملكوري كل مخفر فرما يا رب العالمين أمار إصلاح فرما ظاہر کی بھی اصلاح فرما باطن کی بھی اصلاح فرما ہماری مردوں کو بھی اصلاح فرما عورتوں کو بھی اصلاح فرما جوانوں کو بھی اصلاح فرما یا الہ العالمین ہم سب کو تیرے نیک بندوں میں شامل فرما ایمان کعبہ نصیب فرما یا الہ العالمین سب کو اخلاص و استقامت نصیب فرما تمام عبادات کو صحیح معنوں میں ادا کرنے کی ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرما یا الہ العالمین ہم سب کو علم نافع نصیب فرما یا الہ العالمین سب کو علم نافع نصیب فرما یا اللہ علم پر عمل کرنے کی ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو کوتاہی ہوئی اور ضرور ہوئی یا اللہ تو معاف فرما آئندہ یا الہ العالمین سب کو یا اللہ سب کو شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرما یا الہ العالمین جو بے روزگار ہے اس کی روزی میں بے انتہا برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو بے رشتہ ہے یا اللہ اس کے لیے غیب سے نیک رشتہ مہیا فرما یا اللہ جو بے اولاد ہے یا اللہ اس کو اولاد سارے نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو اولاد کے بارے میں پریشان ہے یا اللہ اولاد کو والدین کا فرما بردار بنا یا الہ العالمین ہم سب کی تمام جائز مرادوں کو اپنے خزانے غیب سے تو پورا فرما ہاتھوں سے جامع کوثر نصیب فرما یا الہ العالمین حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پوری پوری سفارش نصیب فرما یا الہ العالمین بلا حساب یا رب الصراط پر یا الہ العالمین ہم سب کو بجلی کی رفتار سے یا اللہ پار فرما یا العالمین بلا حساب کتاب ہم سب کو جنت الفردوس میں اعلی مقام نصیب فرما یا العالمین ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو اللہ محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے
destroyed them and all the beautiful country they had built up overnight Allah handed it over to the Bani Israel. Further Allah explains his favors on the Bani Israel. وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينَ اور ہم نے بچا نکالا بنی اسرائیل کو ذلت کی مصیبت سے and tormenting people. وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ اور ان کو ہم نے پسند کیا جان بوجھ کر جہاں کے لوگوں سے. And at that time Allah says we had chosen the Bani Israel and we had given them preference over particularly the Quraysh of Makkah. That they had the story of Fir'aun, Bani Israel was narrated to them so that they take a lesson. But in spite of all this, which they are fully aware and they were informed of it before time, before the Quran also. The Quran only confirmed it. But what did they say instead of bringing it recently? Show us that how they are going to be brought back to life. Of course, this was a useless demand of theirs, because coming back to life is not in this world. It will be in the Akhirat when the world comes to an end. It is not at this time. But they were just like in Urdu, there is a saying, agar tu hi na mane to baate hai this. And this was referring to one particular king who was a very mighty and powerful king. So Allah says that you people know of Qawme Tubba, that how, what a powerful nation. Where are you? You don't compare with them in any way whatsoever. When they got destroyed, where are you going to live forever? Where, on what are you depending? Two Jew alims advised them. They used to fight during the day. At night, the people of Medina used to host them. Two two Jew alims informed them, you'll never be able to overpower the people of Medina, because this is the promised place of the last and final Nabi. Then he understood, and in honor, the people of Mecca used to make a joke that bring our forefathers if you are truthful. Allah Ta'ala says, the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in between them was not just for some waste of time and just for some play and for just passing time. There is a great, great purpose. As in other ayat, Allah explains, we as Muslims, we don't take heed of the skies and the earth. We don't take a lesson. We go to the seas, but we don't take a lesson from the sea. We go in mountains, but we don't take a lesson from the mountains. All this, the main thing, whatever we have, the first ni'mat of Allah, which He gives us in ni'mat, is to recognize Allah.
In Bangkok, that's a place where I saw three levels of roads. Right? When you're on the road, you are flying in the air. When you are on the road, where is this? Manila. The freeway, 12 lanes one side, 12 lanes the other side. Compared to those days when the small little roads. Allah, your gifts are so great, my lap is too small. I can't gather them, they are just coming so much, they are pouring down. Wallah, take from where it's coming and see what you will get. We are going to the small little storerooms and we are begging the storekeeper there. Give me this, give me that. All this dunya is a small storeroom. The big storeroom is there where you divorce your wives. You don't have to go and give away your houses and your businesses, but make your niyat akhirah. Make your niyat Allah. And see then, in these things, what chain and sukoon Allah will give you. Peace of mind, contentment of heart. Otherwise, in all these things, headaches all the time. It looks only a rosy picture.
No maintenance as such. And the minute it gets stuck, a puncture it gets, or it runs out of fuel, there you got a heart attack, there you got a brain, you got brain hemorrhage, you got a stroke, now you are paralyzed, just that one drop. So what is Allah's qudrat? How it is moving and how Allah is keeping us alive. For a person to be random, it's happening in the world all the time. A gathering there is and person just comes and shoots 10 people dead, 20 people dead. What security we got? Who can protect us? It's only Allah Ta'ala. Anything, one nerve can twitch. And as we sit here, how many times it has happened? The person can't get up after that. He's paralyzed. Paralyzed for life now. Shaitan in the Quran. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Now for shaitan, 5 letters, 50 sawabs. That is the barakat. Qarun, Haman, all this big enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Like that you read tasbih, Haman, 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 you lose your iman. But you read in the Quran Sharif, Haman, you get man. But today I see you such a stupid idiot donkey. You know nothing. The king's physician, in front of the king to be insulted like that, he couldn't tolerate it. He became so angry and he found all, what you call on the forehead?
Frown.